Sarah.
Smile. Said Sarah.
My Sarah.
Sarah's Prog Metal Picks.
The very first track is taken from MMXX by Sons of Apollo, an American progressive metal supergroup formed in 2017 and consisting of Mike Portnoy drums, Billy Sheehan bass, Derek Sherinian keyboards, Jeff Scott Soto vocals and Ron Bumblefoot Thal guitar. Portnoy and Sherinian had played together in Dream Theater, the latter being asked to leave in 1998 and Portnoy departing in 2010. MMXX, or 2020, is the second album by Sons of Apollo. This is Goodbye Divinity.
Thank you.
Dark Horizons is the 2021 debut album from London-based Illumini, formed in 2017 by Welshman and multi-instrumentalist Ian Jones, better known as a founding member of Carnatica, and Agnieszka Szwita, who have composed all the tracks on this album. Making up the band on Dark Horizons are Craig Blundell on drums and Luke Machin on lead and rhythm guitars. Other guest artists include Steve Hackett and John Helliwell, although they don't appear on the particular track I've chosen, Blood on Your Hands.
Look for the prophecy, what the future is holding. Worship me, you know I have the gift. Kiss my hands, touch my clothing. Every time I'll give you power to wipe and wash away blood from your hands. Follow me across the endless sea, for England's no escaping.
Shadow Gallery are a progressive metal band formed in Lehigh Valley, Pennsylvania during the early 1980s, originally called Sorcerer. The name Shadow Gallery is taken from the graphic novel V for Vendetta by Alan Moore. Their debut eponymous album was released in 1992, but it's from their third album, Tyranny, released in 1998, that my chosen track comes. This was the first album of theirs I bought. It is a political concept album, dealing with a number of themes, including war, the arms industry, and the corporate world. The band on this album are Carl Cadden James, vocals, bass, and flute, Brent Allman, guitars and vocals, Chris Ingalls, piano and synthesizer, Gary Wehrkamp, guitar, piano, synthesizer and vocals, Joan Nuvolo, drums, and Mike Baker, lead vocals. This is New World Order, which has some really interesting lyrics, which certainly ring true today. This is the New World Order. This is your corporate-sponsored life. The simple beauty of our subtle mind control. Brainwashing media is all we need to set the boundaries.
Fellow citizen, I don't mean to intrude, but allow me to get right down to the point. We've monitored transmissions, we calculate your moves. Did you really think you're hidden from our sights? Your name's been added to a list that's been compiled. Our agency considers you a risk.
Secret,
I can't believe I feel them limitations. You're at our fingertips now. We own the TV stations, entertainment publications.
The fourth band are Octavision, a progressive metal supergroup and project from Las Vegas, formed in 2016 by guitarist and principal songwriter Hovak Alava Dian. The band also includes Jeff Scott Soto, vocals, Victor Wooten and Billy Sheehan, bass, Murzo, keyboards, Roman Loptadze, drums, and Avo Magarian on the blul, which is apparently an Armenian woodwind instrument. Octavision bring together different musical styles, influences and elements from around the world, giving progressive metal a global flavour. This track is Coexist, from the 2021 album of the same name.
Thank you.
Memories of Old are a symphonic epic power metal band from the UK, formed in 2017 with Billy Jeffs on guitars, Jamie Jordan vocals, Anthony Thompson keyboards, Erwin Febrianto guitars, and Rhys Morgan bass. Their debut album, The Zeramine Game, was released in 2020. I do love a bit of power metal myself, so this is a track from that album, Arrival. The sixth track is by English progressive rock and metal band Porcupine Tree, formed in 1987 by musician Steve Wilson in Hemel Hempstead, Hertfordshire, just down the road from where I used to live, in fact. The band began as a solo project for Wilson until 1993, when a permanent lineup was formed with Richard Barbieri on keyboards, Colin Edwin on bass, and Chris Maitland on drums, later to be replaced by Gavin Harrison. Porcupine Tree's early sound evoked various styles of psychedelic, space, and experimental rock before developing a more progressive style. After 2010, the band were publicly inactive, but Wilson, Barbieri, and Harrison did work secretly on some material over the next decade, which resulted in 2002's album Closure Continuation, which has a more progressive metal sound. The name of this album refers to the uncertainty as to whether the album is wrapping up their career or a new beginning. This is Rat's Return from the same album. We'll be right back. Penultimate band is Stratovarius, originally called Blackwater, a Finnish power metal band formed in the summer of 1984. Since their formation, they have released 16 studio albums. The band has undergone a number of changes of personnel, and none of the founding members have remained since 2008. The song I've chosen is from their 2000 album Infinite, which has Timo Kotipelto vocals, Jens Johansson keyboards, Jörg Michael drums, Jari Kainvainen bass, and Timo Tolki guitars. This is Mother Gaia.
Thank you. beauty that we have in this world. There's so much to see. Forever, ignorance, arrogance keep us from being ourselves, so we just follow our leaders.
The final band are Horizon's End, which I first came across on Chuck's Game of Prog show. I loved their sound, so I had to buy the album, of course. Horizon's End are a progressive metal act from Greece, formed in 1993. The band was reactivated in 2019 when they released their third album, Skeleton Keys, which met with critical acclaim. This year they released their fourth album, The Great Destroyer, which deals with the theme of war, especially its effects on children. The band on this album are Vasilios Topolidis, vocals, Kostas Vreto, guitars, Kostas Skandalis, bass, Saris Bandis, keyboards, and Stereos Kourou, drums. The final track of The Great Destroyer, Postcards from War, is fantastic in my view, but a bit long for this show, so I've chosen Last to Succumb.